Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yeah, my son's zip code. He's one of his account.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
My son is the one who takes care of this account. His name is Daniel Love Second. My zip code is 20746.
Okay, so are you calling in about him or you?
I'm calling about me. Well, I'm the one that won the, so we got to say anyway, I don't know if I'm this is legit. Won the iPad or whatever it is. I'm Daniel Love Senior. My zip code is 20783. Hi, Jamal.
Can I have that first and last name?
Darnell Love, L-O-V-E, Senior.
Okay, just one moment.
Is this legit that really went in, or what is this?
Okay, are you saying that you won something, or are you saying that the order have already went through?
It went through. I threw it. So I said I won an iPad. It went through. I'm just calling you guys. It went through.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your, will you spell your first name?
Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L.
That was D-O-N-N-E-L-L?
Mm-hmm.
Will you spell your last name?
L-O-V-E. Senior.
Okay, did you put all of that on there, or did you just put Donnell Love?
Put it all on there.
Can I try your phone number?
Area code 202-805-0337.
Okay, just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly is it that was ordered?
Well, it said it was, I won an iPad or something like that.
Will you spell your email?
Mm-hmm. There's two emails. My email is donnellove@gmail.com.
Okay, just hold one moment. What was the charge amount that you revealed?
Excuse me?
What was the charge amount that you revealed?
I think it was $3. Shipping and handling.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Shipping and handling, $3 and some odd cents.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, what's the other email?
LOVE USA. LOVEDONNELL. Cloud. LUDL.
Okay, that was Love Darnell. Mm-hmm. What else? After the LL?
Yes, ma'am. iCloud@USAVET.
Okay, that's at iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
.USA.
Mm-hmm. VET.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Okay, well, can I try the first six and last four numbers of the card that's being billed?
Well, my card is, would you like my card?
The first six and last four numbers of the card that's being charged.
Oh, wait. I don't think my card is. My son's card is. I don't know his card. But if you like, you have my card. My card number is 4716.
I can barely hear you.
4716.
And what's the first six numbers of that card?
22313.
22313?
Mm-hmm.
The first six, I'm missing one more number.
Excuse me?
I'm missing one more number after the three.
After the three?
Mm-hmm. Four. I need the first six numbers. There was four?
The first six numbers.
Right.
Okay, it's 4544-8102.
Okay, there was 4-5. What else?
4544-8102.
So that would be 4544-8102. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
02.
Well, I would just need the first six. Just hold one moment. Still not pulling up anything by that. Are you sure they were the company you placed the order with?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sure. Verizon, right?
No, we're not Verizon.
You're not Verizon?
No, sir. We're customer support. We sell products. We don't have anything to do with Verizon.
Oh, what is this? What is it, a scam or something that's going on my phone?
No, sir. We are a third-party call center that deals mm-hmm. with a variety of online vendors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand what's going on. I mean, I get customer service because you told me on my application that, you know, it spoke about third party and said it needs my help. We need to call customer service. I called you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It said I had one iPod. It said the policy, you know, it said call customer service. Third party. So I'm giving you my information. Please, you're scam.
Okay, I do understand, but we don't have anything to do with Verizon. We're customer support, and I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Why do you have your number on Verizon's page? Why? What is going on?
No, I do understand, sir, but we don't have anything to do with Verizon.
So what? I don't understand what's happening. So you say you're a customer service for what, ma'am? What are you customer service for?
A third-party call. We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Online vendors.
That's correct.
You're not explaining.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You're not explaining anything. If there's one thing, you tell me something else.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Ma'am, you tell me one thing and tell me another. I don't understand what's going on.
No, sir. We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors. I didn't tell you something else.
Online vendors.
That's right.
Meaning that you are dealing with people who transact business over the phone? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, you said what now?
You're dealing with people who transact business over the phone?
We handle accounts that have already been placed. We sell products.
What kind of products?
We deal with multiple. We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety. I wouldn't exactly know unless I have an account pulled up. But I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Well, so I know I don't know exactly what's going on, but I have to report this matter. I don't know what you're doing. I will talk to you. And what is your name?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny?
Yes, sir.
Destiny what, man? What is your name?
Pope, P-O-P-E.
Destiny Pope. Okay, and this is what kind of company?
Customer support. We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Online vendors. So you are customer support that deals with people selling products, right?
That's correct, sir.
Well, I'm an artist, and I do sell products. I haven't sold anything yet. I sell my artists and I sell my artwork. But I have something available to be sold. So you can put that into the system, please. And the next time, hopefully, we can talk about something that can be sold on over the phone. Okay?
Okay, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You have a blessed day, ma'am.